It is a very significant event or occasion in the sense that it's showing us the renewal of governments in Southern Africa. In comparison with Zimbabwe, we've seen Tanzanians have changed governments and their leaders. Since independence, they have changed them. Since the death of Mwalimu, we had the various other leaders, including the most recent one. So it's surprising that Zimbabwe is not drawing lessons from those who sponsored the liberation struggle, which sponsored the independence of Zimbabwe.
Because the government is cash-strapped at the moment, Zimbabweans usually complain when Mr. Mugabe travels. Do you think this inauguration is justified?
Well, the inauguration is an important occasion, but it doesn't justify Mr. Mugabe attending in person. The country is struggling. Its fiscus is not in order. And at the same time, Mr. Mugabe has shown that he is not in the best of health of late. It's surprising that he would not let a deputy or a vice president or just the ambassador in Tanzania there to represent him like other governments do.